Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back to the show. This is Daniel Rasby. I am a tax attorney at Higher Ground Financial Group, and I'm here with my father, Raz.
Hello, everyone, and we're talking about retirement and different things that may be on your mind when you're getting close to retirement or thinking about retirement, or even maybe already retired in the first few years.
And our website is riskfeestaxes.com. We, again, specialize in reducing and eliminating those three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes. So with all that, risk, you know, what do you do to reduce risk? Well, the most common way is with insurance, right? Insurance transfers risk.
Transfer your risk to somebody else. That's the insurance company. Now, a lot of people hate insurance. That's fine. You can hate them all you want, but you got to hate the other result worse, like taxes, in order to make a benefit. So people ask, well, am I too old to get insurance? Should I have done it a long time ago? Yes, you should have. But if you didn't do it too long time ago, it's sort of like the question, when's the best time to plant a tree? Best time was 100 years ago, so you can plant it now. But if you didn't plant it 100 years ago, when's the best time? Now. Now's the best time. Now, insurance is not the right thing for everyone. So you got to make sure that...
Well, what kind of insurance are we talking about?
Any kind of insurance. So you insure your house, your car, you insure lots of different things, and that has a value on it, right? Your car might only be worth $50,000, $80,000, $100,000. Your house may be worth $500,000 or $1 million. That's what it's worth. But what is the other insurance to talk about? Well, you have long-term care insurance. And some people say, well, it's too late now. It's too expensive now. And it may very well be. And you may not need long-term care insurance. And what about life insurance? Well, I'm too old to get life insurance, but I want to leave more tax-free money to my children and grandchildren. And isn't it too late to get life insurance? Well, not necessarily. You have to be healthy, so you have to be able to qualify for life insurance. But it may work. It just depends on the numbers. And then disability insurance. Well, disability insurance, you don't really need in retirement because you're not working. You're not replacing your income. And that's more for somebody that's younger that needs to have some kind of income if they become disabled.
But if you are younger and you have at least five or more years from retirement, then you do want to think about disability insurance. You know, you insure your car and you insure your house, and those are, you know, worth a certain amount of money. But it's a far bigger loss, the amount of income that you're going to be able to earn until you retire. And most people don't really think about disability insurance, but they're really concerned about health insurance. We have to have health insurance. I have to have health insurance. No, health insurance is one of the least important insurances, because as annoying as it is and how expensive health care is to pay for, you can take payments. You can get payment plans for health insurance. Not for health insurance, but for the doctor's bills and medical bills and things like that. You cannot get payments for your groceries or for your utility bill or for your rent. You have to be able to pay those every month. So disability insurance helps when you're not able to work because of a sickness or injury, that will give you money to pay those bills. So if you are still young and you're not quite close to retirement yet, then that is something that you definitely want to think about as disability.
Just to clarify, though, we're not saying go without health insurance. We're just saying the importance of disability insurance is greater than health insurance.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you have to give up health insurance. But it's just that most people focus on health insurance because that's what the government talks about. That's what media talks about, health insurance, health insurance, health insurance. And you're concerned about it. Yes, you should be. But let's take a look at important perspective, okay? What kind of insurance is really necessary? And when you're retiring, if you're retiring early, so let's say you're retiring at 55 or 57, well, you can't really have government health insurance, Medicare, until 65, even though you've been paying for it all your life because you retired and it doesn't come into play until 65. So what are you going to do for health insurance between 57 and 65? That's important. You've got to discuss that. You've got to find out what is available. If you have pre-existing conditions, there's some limitations on what you can get. If you don't have pre-existing conditions, there's some other opportunities you may have to get a lower cost health insurance. And even then, once you have the health insurance, they can't cancel you because the laws have changed. And once you have it, so you have to be able to qualify. And so that's important. Qualification is important. It's insurance. And an insurance company doesn't have to take you, because that's what insurance is. Insurance is if something bad happens in the future. But if we already know something bad is happening, you have diabetes, you have heart disease, you have
cancer.
That's not an insurable risk. Now it's a real it's not a risk anymore. It's a real problem, and that has to be covered. So it's not insurance. It's a plan. So when you're thinking about retiring, depending on how many years you have left, and sometimes if you retire from the federal government, actually, you have insurance, health insurance for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter when you retire. If you retire with a pension, you got health insurance. And that may be very good. So your spouse can retire early and you can both be on the health insurance. But that's a good discussion to have with your financial advisor, is the insurance aspect. So there's health insurance, there's long-term care insurance, there's life insurance. And what do they all do for you? And that's what's important to know, because just getting insurance for the purpose of insurance is not right.
And we are experts on insurance. We have a lot of different strategies we can talk about with our clients to review what you have and decide whether it makes sense as a fiduciary to do anything different or to optimize what you're doing. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a free call to make an appointment with us.
So let's talk about long-term care insurance. That's a big topic for people that are retiring, okay? Long-term care insurance, some people think, well, you know, I want to be on Medicare. Medicare will take care of long-term care.
And that's not the case. Medicare does not cover long-term care services. It does not cover nursing homes or home health care. Sometimes, if you have a qualifying incident, you might get the first month or two paid for, but that's it. So Medicare does not. Their Medicaid does, but Medicaid is for poor people because that's what it's designed for. It's Medicaid. And so in order to qualify, you have to be poor. That means you have to have less than $2,000 in your bank account, and that's it. All your other assets have to be spent before.
Well, you can have a house and you can have a car, but that's it. Other than that, you can't have anything else. And there's plenty of law firms that specialize in Medicaid planning to make you poor, at least for the purposes of getting that insurance and Medicaid. But you give up a lot of your money, you give up a lot of rights to your money, and you also give up a lot of your choices, because Medicaid is whatever Medicaid bed opens up.
Exactly. So you may not be able to choose where to go and which nursing home to go to if you ever need that. And so I don't like Medicaid planning. And for most people, I don't think it makes sense. In certain circumstances, it could. But it's really not a good idea for most people.
So, Daniel, should everybody have long-term care insurance then?
No, not necessarily. So let's first of all talk about the types of long-term care and what they do. And then we'll help you figure out what it makes sense to have it or not. So there's traditional long-term care insurance, which basically you pay every month or every year, just like health insurance or life insurance. And just like health insurance, it also gets more expensive from year to year. Not every year, but often it gets more expensive over time. And you pay for this policy that will have a maximum lifetime benefit. It's a bucket of money. Could be $200,000, could be $500,000 of coverage. And then you'll have a certain limit that you can spend it every day or every month. So your policy may pay $100 a day or $200 a day, or may pay on a monthly basis, $5,000 a month or $8,000 a month.
And there's restrictions on that too sometimes. I mean, they will not pay your family members. Some policies will pay your family members. Some will not. Some will pay only for a facility. Some will pay for home health care. So you got to take a look at all the different options, see what is there and what is important to you.
Exactly. And so if you go on claim, then they'll pay up to that policy limit, and you can get inflation protection on it. So it goes up a little bit each year as well. But eventually, when it runs out, it runs out, and hopefully it's enough to cover any long-term care need you have.
So before we go further, how do you get on claim for long-term care?
So to be able to qualify to receive the money, then you have to not be able to do at least two activities of daily living. And those are things like dressing yourself and feeding yourself and bathing yourself and so on.
Transferring yourself, toileting yourself, those are things that if you cannot do those, then you would qualify. If you can't do one, you probably can't do more than one. And that's when you would end up having a long-term care event where somebody else has to take care of you.
And so if you're looking for a traditional long-term care policy, you probably want to find one that will cover home health care, which is much more, not only more enjoyable to be at home and being cared for, but also is cheaper than a skilled nursing facility. And so that's traditional long-term care. But what is the main problem? What do the people not like? Well, there's two things that people don't like. One is that the premiums can get more expensive over time. They're not guaranteed. But what is the other thing that people don't like often about traditional long-term care?
I've been paying the long-term care insurance for 25 years, and then I die, and all this money I paid is gone.
Yeah, just like your health insurance. If you were healthy, you paid for the health insurance and you didn't need it.
Or car insurance or homeowner insurance.
You paid for your car insurance and you did not wreck your car, so it was a waste of money, right?
And your homeowner insurance, too. If your house didn't burn down, you paid insurance and had nothing out of it.
And usually, if you ask your agent this, he'll say, well, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, right? You heard that phrase before? And that's kind of true. I mean, the consequence of not having it and you still need it is much worse than the amount of money it costs you.
And that's what insurance is. Insurance is the law of large numbers. You're paying a little bit and pooling your resources with millions of other people so that if you do have that need, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg because that insurance comes in. So that's the purpose. And is it the purpose right for you? Well, we have to find out and see what your situation is.
But there's also a different type of long-term care insurance that is more of a hybrid type of plan. And a lot of clients like that these days because it eliminates that issue of, well, it was a waste of money if I didn't need it. And this type, you put a lot more money in, but you get a refund if you don't need it because it's tied to a life insurance policy.
And even if you only use some of it, you get the rest of it back. And if you don't use any of it, you get all your kids get all of it back usually.
Yeah. So you can put in, a couple $100,000 potentially, either in a lump sum or over a 10 or 20 year period. And once that's funded, basically you're telling the insurance company, look, I'm putting up this amount of money. This is what I'm willing to prepay for long-term care. And if I need long-term care, you can use that money first and then pay me up to the limit of the policy or whatever. But if I don't need it, then you're going to refund this to me at death. And you may have some growth on it or you may not, depending on the policy. But at least you know for a fact that your amount of out-of-pocket for long-term care is going to be less than that amount of money that you put in.
Yeah, you put a safety net around the rest of your assets. I mean, you may have $2, $3, $5, $10 million. That way it protects the rest of your assets from contamination from a long-term care event.
Exactly. And there are some that are tied to a life insurance policy. There are some that are tied to annuities that give you those long-term care things. I want to make mention real quick, though, about that before we run out of time in this segment, about some annuity long-term care riders that double the income. And you may have an annuity that was sold to you and they promise you that you're getting this payment every month. And if you go on long-term care, then your payments double. We double it for long-term care. That sounds like a great benefit. But it's usually not what you think it is because that doubling effect only works until the account value runs out. And most income annuities, they may be great for guaranteed lifetime income, but they're designed to run out of money after about 10 to 15 years. So if you've been receiving income for 10 to 15 years, then the account value becomes zero. And at that point,
can't happen.
And because most people go on claim for long-term care in their late 80s or so, but by that time, your annuity is probably drained to nothing. You're still getting paid, but there's no doubling effect. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to talk with you about the most efficient way to reduce your risk fees taxes. Again, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.